Olives and olive oil have quite a significant symbol. Welcome to Chanukah Meditations 2023. Tonight is the fifth night of Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach. The miracle of the Chanukah lights took place in the candelabra, the menorah of the temple. Every night they would light with olive oil. The whole miracle of the oil that lasted for 8 days rather than one is about olive oil. In fact, many people have the custom, it's not halachically required, but many people have the custom to light the Chanukah candles with olive oil. I'm going to share with you a fun fact, a very interesting thing that the Talmud tells us. Talmud says that it's not such a good idea to eat a lot of olives because olives are bad for your memory. Strangely enough, however, says the Talmud, olive oil is good for your memory. And therefore, would you know that our people have a custom till today that when they eat olives, they mix it with a little bit of olive oil to balance it out. So what this tells us is that olives is a kind of almost connected with something negative, whereas olive oil is such a positive thing. Why? What's the symbol? What's the idea? Talmud says that the purity of olive oil comes from the following. Hazayit hazeh, this olive, says the Talmud, keshekotshinoto, when you pound it, when you break it up and you squeeze it, matzi shamna, it produces this beautiful oil, pure oil. You know, when we have challenge, when we get beaten up a little bit here and there, individually or collectively, it's obviously painful and sometimes very painful. But how we view it is very important. One of the lessons of Chanukah is the lesson of the olive oil. Never to put in effort, never to feel uncomfortable, is like the olive. It's not good for permanence, not good for strength, it's not good for memory. Olive oil is really good. Sometimes the olive gets a bit of a shake-up. Sometimes when it's squeezed a little bit, two things can happen. We can either fall apart, be upset and depressed and despair, or we can view it as an opportunity for growth, an opportunity for greater resilience, greater strength that can come out. That's the power of the olive. So let's just internalize that a bit. I want you to visualize something. Close your eyes and just visualize some ground that is smooth, smooth ground. You can walk on it, you can bounce a ball on it. And then a farmer comes along, just visualize this, takes a pitchfork or a sheen and just completely breaks up the soil, just breaks it up. You're in the middle of playing ball. You're not impressed. You can't walk on it anymore. You can't play ball there anymore. It's brokenness. And then picture in your mind the farmer coming back and planting a vegetable garden. Watering it, giving it nutrients. And after a few weeks, you've got beautiful tomatoes, carrots, lettuce. Broken soil can be a place that is all broken up and you can't walk there. But it can also be a place of growth when it's attended to properly. As you sit next to your Chanukah candle, remember the lesson of the olive. When it's broken up, it produces oil. Collectively, we've gone through a tremendous period of brokenness, but individually, we also encounter challenges, upsets, things that don't go away, things that are sometimes painful and very painful, and the pain is real. But the miracle of Chanukah is we can turn the pain into an opportunity for growth. We can find the miracle in the brokenness. We can produce the oil. If we're prepared to squeeze the olive. Just another lesson from your Chanukah candles. Chanukah Sameach to everyone.